Okay, so today is Thursday, May 11th, 2023. The time is 6:33 p.m. This is the Vanguard Academy board meeting. We will go ahead and open with the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Okay, now we'll have a roll call. Let's start with Grace and go around the table.
Grace Mitchell, Board Treasurer.
John Williams, Business Manager, sort of.
Charles Reynolds, Director.
Brad Nelson, Board Member.
Debbie Willman, Board Member.
William Evans, SCSB Staff.
Ben Robinson, Board Member.
Dan Jessup, Board Member.
Scott Kingston, Board Vice Chair.
Kim Mangum, Board Member.
And Eric Freeman, Board Chair.
And then I have Hayden from Red Apple on.
Okay.
So.
Cool. Welcome, Hayden.
Can you hear Hayden?
Can't hear him. Is your...
He may be muted.
Well, that's coming up. Do we have any public comments? I don't think we had any public comments, so.
Short of public, no.
Next item is items of excellence. So we'll open this up to staff or anyone else that has any items of excellence for Vanguard over the past month.
I might mention that we had three of our history students win the state NHD championship and are going to the national finals in June.
Wow.
Yeah.
Good.
Where is national?
Washington, D.C.
Awesome.
So we're all supposed to go with them, right?
Yeah.
No, ours is in Hawaii.
Also, I know that our chamber orchestra competed down at Snow College, and they all got superior ratings.
We've got graduation coming up next week, right?
That's correct. Graduation will be Thursday the 18th.
What time is that at?
5:30 is when it's scheduled for.
And it's over in the...
Yeah, it's over at the Recreation Center where we have our PE class.
Anything else? Okay, so our next item is our director's report, and we'll turn it over to Charles for that.
We're just finished up all of our year-end testing, I believe today. We've got the rest of it, so by our next board meeting, we should have at least preliminary results on our testing to review and go over with everyone. We did have our lottery in April, and so we do have the names identified on our wait list. And in fact, our last meeting with William Evans with the state, we actually provided them a copy of those minutes, that list.
How big is the wait list?
50, I can't remember the exact number now.
50s. And that's the people that will not get in after the lottery?
That's the people on the wait list.
Okay.
And how many openings do we have?
We had, in fact, maybe you should give you some minutes, let me grab the summary up.
Okay. And while he's gone, I realize I skipped the minutes from previous meetings, so let's go back to that item and review our minutes.
I
And as soon as anyone's ready, we'll entertain a motion to approve.
I'll second it.
So we have the motion to approve our previous minutes from Scott and the second from Kim. So all in favor of approving the minutes from April 11th, say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Okay, so the minutes from April 11th have been approved. And we'll get back to the director's report.
Who did you say made the motion?
So Scott made the motion, Kim seconded.
I do apologize. I'm going to be taking minutes along with doing the report. Our board secretary had her baby today, so she's up on maternity.
Nice.
Anyway, as far as our enrollment, and we do have this a little later on the agenda. But I can just go through it right now if you want to.
However you want to do, it's fine.
We had 105 spots available. We had 150 applicants, so there's 45 that are on the wait list right now. We did do a calculation as far as with our capacity before the remodel with just our existing space. Our capacity is right at where we're at 525. And so even to go where we're going to be next year, we will need to do some creative things with the classes similar to what we did this year and utilize some of the space even before the remodel.
Okay.
That's just to get to this level, to even go beyond that. We really do need to complete the remodel. The proposed drawings that the governance committee has been looking at will actually increase our capacity in the building to just over 700 students. So it will really help once we can move forward and get the remodel done. But that's what we have sent out notices to all of the ones in the lottery that got accepted, and we're just in the waiting period waiting for them to return and notify us of their acceptance and go ahead. The deadline for that for them is July 1st, so at that point we'll know if we can start bringing in any of the students off of the wait list.
So the target enrollment for next year is how many?
567.
And what's our cap?
Our cap's 550. And we're going
a little over 3%. We got that 3%.
Also, as far as director's report, we'll be moving forward, but we've started working with Red Apple. They've come in and we're in the process of transitioning the records to them and getting everything they need so they can start reviewing everything and start actually doing the editing. We are already working with Michael Clark as a procurement officer, and he is already getting all of the requests and reviewing and approving them and send them through the process. So that the procurement officer is in place now.
Good.
I think that's about everything I have for this meeting. We'll have a lot more for the June meeting.
Okay. Is there any questions from the board on any of that before we move on? Okay, so next is our budget update, and we'll turn it over to John.
So I have Steve and Hayden from Red Apple. They don't have all the information, so I'm going to be going over the budget update, but if they want, they can kind of tell where we're at with the transition and everything.
I sent an email a little earlier, like maybe an hour or so ago, just letting you know what we have gotten. We've got the online bill payment system all set up. So in the future, you won't have checks. You'll have online approvals, and then payments will go through online. And so all your documents for every invoice will be saved in PDFs, searchable by vendor. It's a really slick system. We can have up to 7 approvers on there. So you can have Charles approve things, and if it's over a certain dollar amount, you can have a board member look at it and approve it. So it's a pretty nice system. So we've got that going. We also have on Monday coming up, we have 3 of our folks from the office coming to the school to do some training on some of our systems, as well as get some training on the current payroll system. And so we'll have that. Hayden Stender, who's also on this Zoom call, is going to be your business manager, but I'll be joining for a while as well. And then Julie and Carrie are 2 people. One's over payroll and one's over accounts payable for your school. And they'll be working with your folks and getting to know everything on Monday. So, and then as John mentioned, we're waiting on a few things, and he's working on getting those to us. So, but we do have access to QuickBooks, and we do have access to viewing the bank account right now. So we're on our way. So any questions for us?
So you are transitioning from QuickBooks to what system?
So right now we're just going to use the QuickBooks Online for a bit.
For the rest of this fiscal year?
Yes, and we're figuring out what the state's going to require. As far as the API and how we have to upload or push information to USIMS moving into the future, we have a programmer that's working on a QuickBase solution for this, so that we can continue to use QuickBooks and not incur extra cost for a Sage Intacct or a Polaris or some other operating system for the county. So we're hopeful that's going to work. We're in talks with Scott Jones and Sam Urie about that. And so it's looking good so far, and Scott and Sam are on board if it will work. So we hope to stick with QuickBooks, but are making plans. I'm in talks with Sage Intacct as a backup plan.
And so who will be doing the APR and the other state reports? So you guys will do that out of QuickBooks?
We will. We have a dedicated reporting and compliance employee at our company. His name is Spencer, and so he does those for all of the 40 schools that we work with in Utah.
Sounds like we have a pretty good plan in place. We appreciate all you guys' help in getting it set up. So
you bet.
Do we want to go over this now, or do we have any more questions for?
So who will be preparing our next year's budget?
So I think I'm going to be handing that off to Hayden. Is that right?
That's correct. That's correct.
And are we going to get the same reports?
Yes. So it sounds like these guys actually created this report.
Okay.
So they can still get this same report.
Good.
And the summary and budget detail that you're looking at, I know Debbie's familiar with it. It's something I shared with Brad Wilkinson when I handed Summit off to him. And so that's actually my format, my documents. And so that'll continue how it looks.
And when do we expect this transition to be complete? Sounds like you're waiting on some additional information, Steve. Is that right? You guys are following up Monday?
Yeah, we gave John a pretty good list, so I'm sure he's working on it, but yeah.
Yeah, we should have that, I think, hopefully by the end of the week or first of next week.
And have they been given the criteria for purchasing and what goes to the procurement committee and the procurement officer and all that? Is that clearly defined yet?
we've read through the finance policy on the on your website, but past that, if there's something newer, we are not clued into that yet, other than just knowing the state laws and rules.
So the policy does contain
it does, yeah.
All of that. Okay.
It's just a little unique having a separate procurement officer and committee, so we'll make sure that that's complied with.
Yeah, if John or whoever the right person is wants to email us about that, then we can ask a few questions and make sure we're on the same page.
And Steve, just so you're aware, that the Procurement Oversight Committee, it functions as a quorum, so those meetings are posted. There's five of us on that committee with a procurement officer. It might make sense if you guys wanted to, if it's okay with Kim, maybe I'm speaking out of turn, attend or watch or review those meetings. I will set up a Zoom link for Michael to participate since he lives out of state, so I can send you that Zoom link as well.
That sounds great.
And we have our first meeting. Next meeting is tomorrow night at 6:30. Not typically held on a Friday, but that's what we're doing this time.
Any other questions for Red Apple? Or?
I can hear pretty good, but I might be missing a little bit. Was there a question asked?
Just if anyone has any more questions for you tonight. Just wondering if anyone has any more questions for you. So.
Oh.
Questions on the on the financials. So our year-to-date actuals, when you look at net, is higher than our adopted. Do we expect that to hit what our adopted budget is, or are we going to be above that? Where is that tracking?
So if everything planned goes through, it will be the forecast. But if we put stuff off or whatever, it will probably end up higher net income than the forecast.
So I would encourage that as we go through this, that if there are things that we can get in this year and if we still hit our forecast, we do that this year so it doesn't burden next year and we're messing up our ratios, because I think we need to be concentrating more on what our financial ratios are as we look forward to keep options open for whatever we want to do. But let's not, we already have a significant cash on hand reserve. We don't necessarily need to build on that. I think it's more important that we have the hit our ratio numbers and not burden next year with that, but it's just my thought. Okay. So push us a little bit if there's things that we're not approving or getting done.
Or if there's a down payment or anything that we can make ahead of time. You have until, I think, July 1st.
And some of that has to do with the remodel. We have some improvements and stuff that we could do if we can move forward on some of that.
Okay. Is there enough time to review the budget as much as they'd like to?
When do we expect next year's budget? Next meeting?
Yeah, so we'll have it next meeting. And so I'll be working with Red Apple to kind of make sure they have everything they need so that we can have that.
Okay. Anything else you had? Budget?
And then, so if you notice on the detail, there is a draft for next year's budget that's very preliminary numbers.
Okay.
income numbers are off the legislative estimate?
Yes.
Would it, on the budget for next year, would it be possible to be sent out a few days ahead of time?
No, that would be nice.
That'd be great.
Yeah.
And it would also be helpful, like you've done here, to have a year-end projection for this year, and then we can probably already.
Well, that I kind of put in the forecasted.
Yeah.
On the.
Yeah, so it just will look like this, only these two columns. Yeah.
ERC credit made up a big portion of that for this year.
I see.
Can't get that again.
About 250.
From the final forecast.
From the forecasted, so, yeah.
Yeah.
From the original 23 budget.
So where are we at?
Okay. If there's no other discussion, we'll go ahead and move on to the next item, which is our academic committee report. Does anyone have that?
We don't have anybody here from that. Of course, I'd say we just finished up the testing. We'll have a more detailed report on that in next month's meeting. We are, as far as the grades of the teachers are trying to have all of their grading closed out by the end of the day tomorrow, and everything reported and finalized by early next Wednesday, so we have all the information prior to that.
Okay. Next, we have the UAPCS conference scholarships. Is that you, Grace, that has that?
It's under me, but I think Debbie probably knows. It's the UAPCS conference that is held June 6th and 7th. And
so, go ahead. So our director of training, Shannon Greer, that came in and did the open meeting training, she works with Marie Stephenson on the state charter school board staff with the mentoring and training grant that they currently hold. They identify schools to offer scholarships to for board members and administrators, and Vanguard was selected to have their your entire board and administration scholarship to the conference if you would like to go. There's a lot of great classes. I believe Shannon sent out information. Marie wanted a short little application form. It takes just a minute to fill out. But Shannon's anxious to get those out. So if anyone would like to attend, you can charge thanks to the mentoring and training grant for the state charter school board. Dates are June 6th and 7th. It's a half day on the 6th afternoon, and then the awards dinner. The sitting speaker of the house is going to speak at the awards dinner, and then his classes the next week. Charles was there last year with a lot of staff.
And where is it at?
It's held at the Davis Conference Center.
Yeah. Yeah. Wasn't it 3 days last year?
Was it a day and a half?
Yeah. Feels like I was there for 3 days.
Yeah, yeah, I only had a class last year. It was but there is, Shannon is would like to know if you want to attend, even if you just want to shoot me an email.
I believe we already sent a link to all the board members.
Yeah, so I sent a link to all the board members. When you sign up, then I believe she sends you a reply back. Shannon herself will send you a reply back that says, here's your code, just enter this in when you register. And it's actually pretty simple. It took me probably about 5 minutes.
I also have Evelyn England coordinating with Shannon for any other staff members.
Okay. And there are volunteer opportunities, like for any of your teachers or paraprofessionals that would like to attend and not have to pay. There's just a lot of volunteer. Meals are included. It's a lot of fun. We have a huge vendor hall. We actually have Premier Catering and TechRite both have booths this year. So they're participating. And you won't leave hungry.
So for the scholarships, is it all or not? My work schedule doesn't fit with the six.
You attend when you can. Okay. Yeah. Yeah, there's some people that go part of a day, there's some people that go the whole time. There's over, I think, 60 vendors that will be there that provide services to our school. So it's just like Red Apples participates every year. Great place to network and meet other companies and meet other board members from other charter schools and see what they're doing that works.
Okay. So.
Very good. So I would recommend any board member that wants to go. I think I'll try to make it if I can. Next is the enrollment report. Is there anything else that we want to discuss on that you haven't already?
No, I think we covered everything in the director's report.
Next is the procurement committee report. Is there anything on that, Kim? I know you're not meeting until tomorrow.
No, we have a few things that we're going to be looking at tomorrow. Michael's working on, we have three items that are on the agenda. I don't have the agenda. I should open up the agenda for a minute.
You still haven't. Okay. As far as the school goes and the improvements, are you working on a RFP for that one too?
Yes, we're still trying to make the decision on which route to go.
Yeah.
I'm hoping in the next executive committee meeting we can finalize that decision and then bring a recommendation to move forward.
Okay. Is there anything else on the committee meeting to discuss here?
No, we can share our notes with you next time.
Okay.
What progress.
Next, we have our policy update, and we'll turn it over to Charles. I know these were emailed out by Michael the other day.
That one, I'm not sure if it got emailed out, and then I may not have all of what he emailed when we looked at the notes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then the dress code was also emailed out. Do attendance policy first.
And what's highlighted in yellow is
new stuff, yeah.
Is this the required language?
This, I think they said they took this straight out of the state code as far as what an excuse or excused absence is.
Mentioned on the dress code policy, I know the one that we have, the executive committee, have made some recommendations that they want some changes they were proposing that I don't think made it onto the version that Michael had sent out.
Okay.
And so I would recommend we wait on that one.
Okay.
And,
so just these two.
Move that to the June meeting so we can. Okay. Those finished up with the executive committee.
That sounds good. We're reviewing the attendance policy now, and so we'll open it for motions to approve it as soon as everyone's had a chance to review it, and we'll open it for discussion also.
So essentially, we're just modifying our policy to match.
Match code. The state code.
Yes. Rule, actually. It would be rule rather than code, right?
Yeah.
Yes. The
the strikeout that's in there was stating rules, but it didn't actually quote rules, and so we wanted to get it right in and define what the actual code says.
Says refers to 53A also.
The first page has 53A as well.
Okay. I can just verify.
I kind of, we've struck all the rules on what we previously had, but some of them I think are still applicable. I don't, help me if they're not covered, but number one is a good one. First of all, it talks about the benefits of their educational experience, and then it says it's their responsibility to contact to do the makeup work. That can, is that covered anywhere else in rule? And is there any reason why we couldn't maintain that? The makeup work is covered in here, but the part about the responsibility to contact. I just like rule number one that we struck. If that would be in conflict to anything, so I don't think it would be. A lot of this other stuff is covered in rule, but I think that expectation is good. Is there a 53G? Are you in 53G?
Yeah, 53G
is. Yeah,
oh,
so,
wait, this is
53G. And so this is, so that whole reference is wrong, not
yeah.
just
yeah.
the G.
Yeah.
Where is it? Just Google Utah State
we
attendance.
Did, and it was
53A.
53E is
on. It looks like it's coming up as 53A in the old stuff.
Yeah, it's in the old. That's that is.
So. We should table this one and fix the reference.
Yeah, cool.
Where did you
table this
pull it from? It would be nice to get it done.
I just
find it.
I made it. Check if.
Where
Michael,
did you pull it from?
I will need to check with Michael Clark or Rebecca.
Okay, all right.
I wasn't the one that pulled it myself.
Okay.
So we will verify this.
And then 53G is all public.
School district
participation.
There we go. 53G6202. 6. No. It's compulsory education.
School.
Compulsory.
Yeah.
Approval absence on 205.
I'm trying to click on that soon. Yeah.
So
one of them, that's, we're just looking at what's referenced.
53G-6-205.
That's what it is.
203 is truancy.
Dash 6-205.
So that's just a proven absence.
Yeah, 205 is put
the
in.
The R-277 is correct, isn't it?
I think so. Yeah.
Okay.
Can we table this?
It's just a reference. It's not, and it certainly does reference that.
And if we just change the reference to 53G6.
If you just say 53G/6,
yeah.
Rather than just a 205.
That's it. That's a good idea. Okay.
Updates are going to be, we're going to leave rule one in that was struck, right? And then we'll update that reference to the code.
So any other things that we've struck, if anybody else sees that everything else I looked at is covered in rule, but notification. I used to have the policy that after 3 days there was a notice sent. That is that in here anywhere? In
this says right under notice, parent will be notified of student's absence, but it doesn't say when. I believe our policy now, or I don't know if it's policy, but the procedure now is that they notify them every single day.
Our procedure is set up so the notification system is
sets up every day. Automatically goes. Okay.
But part of what we were doing is striking this out is trying to move to differentiate between policy and procedures. Mm-hmm. Our procedures.
Yeah.
Identified separately.
Okay.
Business plan.
Okay. So you're open to motions with those suggested modifications. To make one?
I would propose that we accept the attendance policy with the changes of maintaining rule one that was originally struck. It was our, it was in the document, and then changing the reference of from 53A-11-101 to 53G-6.
So we have the motion from Brad and the second from Grace. So all in favor of approving attendance policy 4.1 with those noted changes, say aye.
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 Aye. And that's unanimous. Any opposed? Okay, so policy 4.1 is approved with those suggested changes. So next we'll move to 7.3, FERPA director information. Basically just adding the ability to send that information to higher education institutions. And adding that second factor of authentication.
That's correct.
Seems pretty straightforward. Consider motions and discussion on this policy.
In the opening paragraph, the last sentence there says, unless you have advised the district to the contrary in accordance, is district the word we want in there?
No.
Or?
Okay.
You also got the same problem on page 3.
That could just be changed to either school. Bangor or LEA.
Yeah.
That's a good catch.
So that top paragraph on page 3 has got several references to the district.
Yep.
Also the paragraph right.
We can just approve it by saying changing all district to Vanguard Academy.
Yeah. Page 3 of Vanguard document, or is that just?
It says Vanguard.
Yes, it's the notice.
Okay.
That is sent to parents. It's included on the website.
Does the notice say anything about institutes, higher education, or military recruiters? I just kind of scanned it. I didn't see. Oh, there it is. Okay. But it says military recruiters. Should it be added on to say or institutions of higher education?
I'm probably should.
Yeah. I think so. Okay.
Right in the middle of the page.
This is the directory information we're adding to the middle. notify him. But this, these don't match exactly. Unless you're okay with paraphrasing. So the list on page 2, the designated direct recommendation doesn't match the list on page 3, which is in the notice. Does that matter?
Looks like it matches.
Does until you get to the last two.
So I think the last, just missing the last, you know, yeah, the last two are a little different.
We probably want those to match.
Like the policy is,
we say this.
What it appears is the updates in the policy didn't transfer to it at all.
Yeah. The second to last item on the policy is worded slightly different on the notice also. And that wasn't updated.
Yeah. And the last item was left off.
Yeah.
See anything else? Are you ready for a motion with those corrections?
Higher education along with the military.
And also adding in higher education along with the military recruiter portion.
In the notice.
All right, so we have a motion from Debbie. Do we have a second?
I'll second.
Did you get all those changes, Charles, in the notes? Okay.
I did.
So all in favor of approving the policy with the modification stated by Debbie, say aye.
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 Any opposed? Say no. That was unanimous. So policy 7.3 has been approved. The last item on the agenda is possible closed session. Do we have a need for going into closed session? Okay, that's the end of our agenda, so we'll entertain any motions to close the meeting.
To adjourn
the meeting, correct.
I motion to adjourn the meeting.
Second. We have a motion from Grace to adjourn, second from Scott. All in favor of adjourning, say aye.
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 Aye. I think that was unanimous, so meeting's adjourned.
Thanks, everybody.
Motion to adjourn.
You're not closing your door.
Oh, yeah.